What happens when they print the money?
But the relation with the money, the relation with the system is that you know we have complete one pay. Complete one pay. I mean the pay.
One way to pay.
Yes. But you know in your mind you are not only dollars, I mean you are but you are a much experience. I mean, you only have a human, bro. You are a system. But if you don't know how can help the system with
to grow.
Yeah.
You're saying how is Bitcoin going to get in some of the poor areas in El Salvador?
Bitcoin is all, it's only a system that you know in this era.
Right.
But next.
So previously the US dollar has been the world reserve currency for about 100 years.
US dollar, yes. In 1 year, it's broken.
Yes, I agree. Yeah. I agree. It's been a steady decline down.
Yeah, yeah.
So what I'm saying though is world reserve currency status has only lasted usually about 100 years. So we had the British, we had the Spanish, we had the US dollar, and now they all eventually break.
But Bitcoin is a system.
Right.
With their technology system.
But
right?
It is money for the people.
Yeah.
By the people, for the people.
Yeah. I know, no.
Not the government, no government.
No, but the bank is equal to the system.
Yes.
Yeah. You know,
the bank is bad.
The
bank, evil.
Bank, yeah. But the system is all that you know to the system, right? If you don't know how...
The system you're born into is the only one you know, is what you're trying to say, yeah?
Not complete.
Okay.
If you don't know the system, you know how... You are.
Yes.
Because
without a world without Bitcoin, lots of people don't know old banking systems. They don't know old banks, so they just use money. They're just users of money, right? And just the same thing with Bitcoin is the main currency. People will still just be users. They're not going to be experts in money. Some people will never be experts in money and they live their day-to-day life. But the poorest people in society save their money in dollars. Dollars, because of high inflation, keeps going down in value. So the bottom people have the worst situation because they're saving in fiat dollars, fiat currency issued by the government. With Bitcoin, you are more incentivized to keep saving your money and not spend your money. With dollars, you better spend it quick because the government, like you said, in the past year, has ruined the currency. Does that make sense?
Yeah. Remember, one day, you're gonna have the question too. Who is Bitcoin? When you know who is Bitcoin.
I am Bitcoin.
What is
Bitcoin? He is Bitcoin. We are all Bitcoin.
I am Bitcoin.
We are all Bitcoin.
Yeah, exactly.
But you are Bitcoin.
Yeah. I'm Bitcoin.
See?
But
Satoshi Nakamoto.
When you know who is Bitcoin in another system, you know, too much high, you probably it's shit, but you know, you don't know how, but you, it's shit. Don't say me how, but the time maybe tell you. And I know, maybe in 10 years or, 23 years, you know?
Yeah.
23 years, you know, the Bitcoin is not economy, you know? It's system that you are the system in the Bitcoin.
See, it'll be the new main system. The new main system, which is a lot superior than the old system.
And next system
probably will be hundreds of years, maybe thousands of years away. This is the hardest money since, harder money than gold. It's the hardest money in the world when you look at the history of all currencies and you rate them on all the different properties that make currency valuable. Bitcoin kicks their asses. It's more portable, it's more durable, you can transfer it anywhere. Yeah. It's the first decentralized, so.
How can we help young people?
Onboard them, help them start saving in Bitcoin.
Our services?
Yeah, services. Bitcoin people
we give our services for free because that is a philosophy, like you said.
Yeah.
It's a philosophy, so we help for free. I had a guy the other night who didn't want to hear about it. He's like, you're sales pitching me. I'm like, I'm not sales pitching you. I'm just filling the gaps in your knowledge. That's all I'm doing. Secret, a lot of us are truth seekers, as much as I don't like to use that term. That, you know, I think there's a saying that says all paths lead to Bitcoin. And when you really learn how corrupt the old system is, you look at Bitcoin, and when you understand Bitcoin, it's like, it's the answer to this big problem that causes all the lowest people in society to keep getting poorer, and it keeps helping all the ever people get richer.
Exactly. Why did you guys have to switch from the Salvador, was it a peso? Salvador peso, what did you have?
Colón.
So why did you switch from the Colón to the US dollar?
Because the system.
Yeah. What happened with the system that made them say, we're gonna go from the Colón to the US dollar?
Maybe it's not.
Did everything start getting really expensive? Why did you switch from the Colón to the US dollar?
Because
It broke the economy. So what happened was called inflation. So the way the economy works is your previous presidents and the banks, they printed money and they printed lots of it. Yeah. What that does is it takes the value down.
Yeah.
So then you guys saw that happen. All the prices are going up. You can't afford to live.
Yeah.
Now you have to switch to the dollar. Here's the problem. The US government is doing the same thing that your government did before. US government printing money. What happens when they print the money?
We
got a problem.
So
what's the solution to the problem? Enter Bitcoin. That's the solution. How do we solve it? How do we help people with Bitcoin? We go to the people who are more poor in El Salvador, and we help them start businesses. We help them accept Bitcoin. So when rich people that are already here and more are coming, they will go to the poor people of El Salvador and they will spend the Bitcoin.
Yeah.
And the Bitcoin is not gonna go down in value. It's gonna go up. Yeah. My man, you get it. So we've got a successful orange pill right here.
Yeah, let's call it orange pill.
Alejandro,
all right.
Bitcoin to the moon.